Well, good morning. It's 6:37, Brock Hunter.
Boy.
Gonna be a great morning.
Have your lucky charms this morning?
Charms. Anyway, we got to keep removing here, folks. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, Cheap Trick's 20th studio album is out today. In Another World is their first album since 2017 and their first for BMG, produced by their longtime associate Julian Raymond. It contains 13 songs, including a cover of John Lennon's Gimme Some Truth, which they released in 2019. Here's actually two of the band members talking about that cover and the new album.
We make records for ourselves in a way, you know. Nobody's ever clamoring for a Cheap Trick record except Robin and myself. So, you know, we make them because we like to do it.
We start off with about 25 songs and then we whittle it down and the best of the lot pokes their head up. But I think this record has got some excitement to it because we wrote half the songs in the studio.
Again, that was Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander of Cheap Trick. In Another World is available digitally as well as on standard black vinyl and CD. Limited edition colored vinyl will be released at independent record stores nationwide.
You can tell it's going to be good. You can just tell on their voices. You know, the interview, it's like they're excited about it. They're doing it for good reasons. Some of these interviews with the new music coming out, I'm just like, it doesn't sound like he's too excited about it. You know what I'm saying?
You can get a little strained. Maybe you got some pressure from the record company. Like, look, you signed a 5-record deal.
Right.
And you
had to do it.
You got to get us another record out here. But with these guys, you know, Cheap Trick, they've been doing it since, you know, the 70s. And they're at a point now where they can kind of just work at their own pace, write the music they want to write. It's not like anyone's going to tell Cheap Trick what to do. It's like, no, you don't have to. We're Cheap Trick. We can do what we want. Anyway, again, that is out now, and a limited edition picture disc will be available exclusively at Target. So if you're a rock fan, a Cheap Trick fan, we got something for you. Go out and treat yourself, all right?
Yeah.
New Cheap Trick. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1984, REM released their second studio album called Reckoning. Awesome album. Didn't quite break them onto the scene, into the REM that we know now, but definitely a fantastic one for those REM fans out there. And if you've spent some time with the REM, maybe you're like, oh, yeah, I know, the one I love, yeah, it's the end of the world.
My sister had an extensive CD collection. I remember sitting in her bedroom looking at that CD.
Yeah. It's got a really, really cool cool album cover. You can check that out on our Facebook as well. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.